are you? No, I don't trust him. I'm just... You do? Okay, yeah, I understand, but how can I trust you? You say that, but offer nothing. Yes, I can give him a message. Okay, tell Wally Sarah sends her love. Got it. Yes, I promise.
We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us.
Welcome to the darkness once again. You know, I just want to start off by saying that I'm feeling like a puppet in all of this. And it's really gone beyond manipulation and into control. The blacking out, having these voyeuristic dreams, waking up seeing that I wrote something or had a conversation without any memory of it. It's really fucking with my reality.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think there is no reality anymore. I mean, everything is so cryptic. I mean, we keep having all these things, these events happen, but it's hard to know what to focus on versus what to ignore because nothing makes any sense. I mean, at least when Gounod and the Viking were around, as creepy as that was, at least they were helping us understand what we were getting ourselves into.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave us something to move on. But now it's just a bunch of riddles that just end in frustration.
Yeah. Well, I do have to say, I think I'm more creeped out than frustrated. I mean, first there was the baby doll, and now these creepy minion things. I mean, when you played me that conversation from the basement, I just couldn't believe that was me. It was hard to listen to, and not remembering it doesn't make it any easier. In fact, yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, well, what exactly do you remember?
Well, okay, so I remember going down the stairs into the darkness. About halfway down, I felt something, I can't really explain it, something that made me feel weak, especially my legs. But at the same time, I was being pulled down each step. And I almost ran back up. In fact, I tried, but I could only move forward. Once I made it all the way down, the weird feeling just kind of drifted away, and I felt relaxed. When I looked around, all I saw was your average basement. Cold, dark, nothing. I mean, no bloodstains, no decomposing bodies, no monsters, not even a stray piece of furniture or a box. Completely empty. I remember being disappointed, but also relieved that nothing was down there. And then things just got fuzzy, you know, blurry. Like I couldn't quite focus on anything. My head hurt and I couldn't quite figure out where I was at first. But then I realized I was lying on the basement floor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my first thought was, oh, no, not again. Mm-hmm. But it was different than last time. And a single light bulb hung from the ceiling above me, and all I could hear was this buzzing noise. And I tried to stand, but I couldn't. I looked around, and those creepy monkey minion things had circled me, about half a dozen of them, just looking at me with their red evil eyes. And then I heard some flapping and noticed a murder of crows perched on the pipes along the ceiling. It was really hard to keep my eyes open, and my head was just throbbing. And then, nothing.
How many crows do you think were down there?
Oh, I don't know, hard to say. Maybe a dozen or so. I mean, there were some on my left and some on my right.
Okay. Now, just to be clear, and we've gone over this over the last few days, but for our fellow investigators out there that are listening, you don't remember that conversation at all. Not even the part where you promised to give me the message about Sarah.
Yeah, right. I don't remember any of it. What I can remember is frightening enough.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, I got to say, that message caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that. And honestly, it really fucked me up. Sarah was my first love and really only love. And it hit me really hard. You know, I've been trying to put her in the past, which is difficult with everything that's been going on, trying to bury the pain. But this message, Sarah sends her love. I mean, that's supposed to mean what? Sarah's in hell? And then we have that along with that note you wrote the other day.
I took hers too.
Yeah, that one.
I don't remember writing that. And there's nothing about it in Lost Bible. I mean, I have no idea who or where it came from or what it's even referring to. But I don't think it came from Sarath.
No? Then who then? The minions?
Maybe. I mean, it does seem like those two messages go together.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the first time I was shown something by the minions while reading the Lost Bible.
True. But, okay, so if it is the minions who we believe to be working for the devil, if it's the minions that sent this, these two messages, what the hell do they mean? What is the devil trying to tell us?
I think the messages are for you.
All right, well, I don't know. Don't be so sure. In the I took hers too message, what exactly was taken? And assuming these messages are connected, I don't know. It may not be that obvious.
Well, and, you know, that's the riddle. And I just can't see how the answer will help us with the investigation.
You know what? After all these days, after everything we've gone over and over and over, it finally clicked.
Really? What?
Well, maybe these messages aren't supposed to help us with the investigation. Maybe it's all just a ruse to fuck with us and throw us off.
Okay, but what does the devil gain from that?
Well, you know, I don't think that's the question we need to ask. I don't think it's what he has to gain. I think it's what he wants. What does Lucifer want from us?
This has been A Walk in Darkness. For real-time updates, follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram and Twitter.